يعملوا في سيف شمير شعبس كالخاصة بيريك تزوبس إفن دالد ده اللوكس of folding garments on Shabbos. We are seeking sponsors so we can continue these shiurim on a consistent basis. If you find it in your heart to sponsor a shiur so you can continue them, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. We are up to Sif Mem Dalet. It's on page Resh Tezayin in the new print. Begadim Mesugim Shainim or Gedilim Shainim, whether you have garments of different types or different sizes, Hamutolim Ba'arima Nuloy Seder, that are sitting on a pile,
you know, in a
big pile of clothing, not in any specific order, not in a proper order.
Yeah.
Pants, shirts, children's garments, all types of stuff mixed together on a big pile, or even if it's all underwear or all pants, but it's different sizes for different people. Right now, you want to sort them on Shabbos. Also, mayin oisam lefiha sug or lefiha goydel. Sorting is also on Shabbos, and therefore one may not sort it based on its type, based on its size. Avol, but mutar lekachas kol beged kefi shebar liyodoi the kafle. But you could take each garment, start from the top of the pile, take what's on top, and fold it in a permissible fashion to fold on Shabbos, which we'll see in Sif Mem Zayin, how one can fold on Shabbos. But basically, similar to the way on silverware, you take what's on top, and you use that. You could take the garment on top, put it in the drawer, take that garment on top, and give it to your child. You could take the garment on top, and then you get to the one below it. Right? So you could take it, you could even fold it. You could put it back where it belongs. And in such a fashion, you could get all your laundry put away on Shabbos. But very important is to see Sif Memhei. Mekiman Shein had to liberate some of the Shemesh B'davar HaNivro. Now we had a rule in Beirer that one of the criteria in Beirer, besides it has to be Biyad, it also has to be Miyad. It means you can only be Beirer something if you want to sort it by size, sort it for a certain child, right before the person needs it. So therefore, Yesh Livro as a Beged Shetzorech Leidavka Samach L'Shasei L'Nishasei. Therefore, if you want to pull out from this big pile, not going from top to bottom like we saw before in the sif before, but you want to take out for one child, his pants is on the bottom of the pile, or his shirt is on the bottom of the pile, the dress is on the bottom of the pile, what should you do? You have to wait for right before they need to wear it, and then you can slip it out of the pile. Okay, therefore, be careful. Some women want to, Friday night before they go to sleep, appear their child's clothing. They have a pile of clothing, they're going to go through the pile, pull out what they want, and prepare it by the child's bed. He says, you can't do that the night before. Right? Right? As big day, you can't, well, that which you are seeking for the next morning, you cannot take out the night before. Right? Now, if it's on top of the pile, of course you could. You're not doing better. But if it's an iPhone where it's better, where you're taking out from the bottom or the middle of the pile, the good from the bad, you're taking that the garment you want to wear, you can't do it till right before they're going to put it on. So an Eitzah is to, very simply, to take care of it before Shabbos, Friday afternoon before Shabbos, and prepare Shabbos morning clothing also. Or make sure you have it in an eifin that it won't be bayur when you're taking the garment. Right, they have a big pile of garments. Right before they're going to wear it, they can lift the whole top. Let's say you see it's underneath of some garments. You can lift them all up, pull out the one you want. That you could do. You can pull out the one you want. But you have to make sure to do it. You have to do it right before they're ready to wear it. Right? As in all other halachos of Beirer, where it has to be prepared right before. We're on the top of page Reish Yud Zayin. Also, legayetz kol beged b'chol tzura shehi. It's prohibited to do any type of ironing, even with a non-electric iron. You used to have all these hard press boards. You're not allowed to do something to press a garment on Shabbos. It's being misaken the garment. One cannot do so on Shabbos. Sif Mem Zayin. Now we're going to talk about the heavy shiloh. When and how one can and cannot fold garments on Shabbos. So Siv Mem Zayin says, "Ein lekafel beged imap ukedema bekipulo yakoidim, ela imkein yiskaimu kol chameshes atenayim abayim." One cannot fold a garment on Shabbos unless the following five criteria are all in place. What are those five criteria? Number one, Sheyeh kippul l'tzeirech hashimush v'beged b'isayim. You're folding it so that you can use it on Shabbos itself. Number two, Sheyeh beged chodosh shelo nischabes adayin. It has to be a new garment that was never yet washed. Three, Sheyeh beged lavon v'lo tzeirech. It has to be white. Colored garments you can't fold. You have nothing else. You need to fold it so that it should be fit for use later on Shabbos, and you have no other garment. Even if the garment you're going to have to wear is not as nice as this garment, but you have other garments, so you can't fold it. He does point out in Sif Cotton Kuf Nun Vav, he brings some Mishnah Rurish, right? Seeing that if the only other garments you have are weekday garments, he says that doesn't count. We're talking about you have all the Shabbos garments you prefer wearing. This one should not fold it for that reason. The name is Kabbalah Me'aleim. Right? Fifth criteria. Shakipul Yase Aide Odom Echodil Vad. It has to be that one person standing alone has the ability to fold it. Loi Ezus Acher without the help of someone else. Means you have to be able to hold the garment in your hand without the aid of any other person, without the aid of the table or the floor. You have to be able to hold with your two hands and fold the garment itself. But let's say you have a big tablecloth that requires two people, one standing on that edge, one side, you one on the other side, you're going to walk towards each other. That's going to be us, right? Even if it's white, even if you still need it for Shabbos, if it requires two people, it's going to be awesome. So you need all these five criteria. Number one. Again, number one. You're using it on Shabbos. It's new, not washed. Number three, the white, not colored. Number four, you still need it for Shabbos. You don't have something else to wear that's fit to wear and on Shabbos. And number five, that it can be done by one person without the aid of a second person or the aid of a table or floor. If your selling meets all those five criteria, you could fold it on Shabbos. Now, we're going to see there are some other kulas as we go further, but regular garment, which you're folding it because you want it to be on the fold, you want it on the crease, you want it to be folded properly, you need to have all these criteria met. See if mem ches, lefikach le'ikapel odom es talisa b'kifulah. Therefore, after davening on Shabbos, one should not fold his talis on the original folds. Right? If he's just folding it random way, we'll see later. Just so he could put it somewhere. One shouldn't fold tablecloths. If you don't have those five criteria, you shouldn't fold tablecloth. You should not fold your pants. You can hang your pants on a hook. And your name is Kabbalah. You can hang them on a hanger. You can hang them on a hook or something. And if they get folded by themselves, but the way you slipped it through the hanger, so you're not folding it properly on the creases, that's mutter, right? You can't fold it on those original creases so that it looks nice next Shabbos. Let's say you have a suit for Friday night, you're not wearing your Shabbos there. You want to hold it, you're going to make sure it's folded perfectly on the creases. It's a colored garment, it's not white, it's been washed. You can do that. Okay? Sif mem tes. Mutter l'kafil kol beged shloi b'kipuli akreide. But you could fold any garment not on these previous folds. Then after Shabbos, fold it properly. All right, so let's say you have your talis, and okay, see, you fold it in a haphazard way, just so it's not sitting bunched up on the table. And after Shabbos, you fold it properly. Gumi or nylon, plastic or rubber or divrei shvigo v'gabayim like sacks. And many would say typical underwear and other garments like that, that you just fold in a way to just have it put away, not in a big ball pile, but you don't care to have a crease in it. Undershirts depend. Some people are very machmir. They fold their undershirt perfectly. They fold over the sleeve. They want to fold it exact certain way. That would be a problem. But if you don't care how the undershirt's folded, you don't care how the underwear's folded, you don't care, right? It's just that you don't want to dump everything in the drawer, right? But there's no creases. You don't look for the creases. You don't look for specific creases to fold it. He said that you could fold on Shabbos because that there's no tikkun kli in having it folded. It's just that it should be not messy. Okay. If you saw some, so too, he says, let's say you have a laundry basket of stuff that you washed. And now it's a big pile in your room. You want to go to sleep, it's on your bed. The laundry, so you just want to fold it so you can put it in the drawer, not in a bowl. They're not folding it in any way where the folds or the creases are going to be visible afterwards. That's mutter. Right? We got me in the mac, but I'll see if it's that you don't care to see the creases. I'll say that I beg him, come here. Just, it's not going to fit in the drawer in a big bunch. If you fold the underwear, if you fold the socks, it will fit in the drawer. If you take a big bunch, it's not going to fit in the drawer. The only way you're folding it is so it's folded nicely so it should go into the drawer. That's mutter. Even if you're not going to use it, right? But you want to be able to put it away so that on Shabbos you end up put away. That's mutter. Seif nun. Mutter lahachzeh is a sheker shemugvat sheniskamto. Let's say your hat got a dent in it and someone sat on it so much, you're allowed to push it out, right? Because then you're just making it back to its original fashion. He does point out in the Ha'aris of Kon Samach Vav, he says, when a hat gets banged in and you knock it out, and you're not shaping the hat with a steamer, you're not being a sock, and you're just making it back to its regular use. He says, ach, and Chassidim might want to not listen to this, when a chassid takes his shneimel and he puts it in the box, you know, they spin it nicely as it goes in to make sure all the hairs are in a certain direction and it's nice, and when he takes it out, also he spins it and pulls it out properly. So of putting that away, he says, could be maybe considered a problem. He says, Shemzam was makel, but if you don't have to put it away in the box in Shabbos, could be you better off. Because by that, you're making sure all the hairs go in the right direction, and it's all nice. He says, that might be similar to kipul v'gadim. Back to Seif Nun, let's say the collar is up on a shirt, or a coat, you can put the collar back down. Right, that's not considered folding it under the creases. That's the shirt's meant to be used with the collar down. So too, if the cuff or the hem on a pants comes up, you can't sew it, but you could fold it back up because that's just to wear it. Anytime you're just folding something so to make the garment wearable in its regular oifen, that what one may do. That's not talking about folding it on the creases. That's not what we're talking about. Sniff nunala. You're allowed to put shoe trees back in the shoes on Shabbos if you're just doing it to keep it shape. If you're doing it because you want to stretch the shoe, then you can't. You're going to be sacking the shoe by stretching it. But if you're only putting it in the shoe to keep the shoe from getting smashed, that's permitted to do on Shabbos. We'll stop over here. If you would like to help continue these shiurim on a regular basis, please email rabbifishman@gmail.com or go to www.rabbifishman.com and click on sponsor a shiur. Your sponsorships are greatly appreciated.